To the Hopi, the word Hamalavi means place of little hills, and it's considered to be sacred ground. The area along the Little Colorado River near Winslow was a migratory waypoint for their ancestors in the 14th century. As Hopi legend has it, their ancestors saw the fertile land around the river and decided to stop and farm it. After a harvest, they continued northward to a series of high mesas to join others of their kind. Today, the Hopi still consider Hamalavi to be part of their homeland. In the late 1980s, the tribe was instrumental in helping to establish a state park at the site. Hamalavi State Park is a cultural resource and a living laboratory. Archaeologists have been studying Hamalavi for years with the help of the tribe. A repository of artifacts from the area is stored at the Arizona State Museum in Tucson. Chuck Adams is curator of the museum. He's led numerous archaeological expeditions to Hamalavi. He recently took us into the room where literally millions of artifacts are studied and stored.
So you've been in this building before?
Uh-uh.
This is the original museum building.
It's a narrow room packed wall to wall with artifacts. Some, in mostly complete form, have been meticulously categorized and placed on shelves. Others, in fragmentary form, are being reassembled piece by piece. It's obvious a lot of painstaking work takes place here.
So, there are lots of things.
These are all from Hamalavi.
Gazing over the collection, the immediate question becomes, just how many artifacts are here?
From Hamalavi, how many do
you
have?
Well, Hamalavi is a whole group of pueblos,
okay.
Several pueblos. Well, we don't know because we've never been able to look at all of them, but millions and millions of artifacts. And that includes, you know, tiny pieces of stone, pieces of pottery. We've analyzed, I haven't even actually looked at all the numbers. We've probably analyzed 500,000 artifacts on the project in the last 25 years.
Adams says the pueblos at Hamalavi, while removed from the Hopi mesas to the north, are tied intimately to them. And the Hopi's oral traditions do much to keep that connection alive for tribal members.
Our research has pretty much demonstrated that there was a strong relationship between these two areas, and when people left the Hamalavi area around 1400, that 99% of them migrated up to the Hopi mesas, and their descendants are still there today.
For the ancestral Hopi, the nearby Little Colorado River, flowing out of the White Mountains and toward the Grand Canyon, was a reason to settle at the area now known as Hamalavi. They fanned out, building pueblos along a 20-mile stretch about a quarter mile from the river.
That river played a key role in their living in that area and being able to sustain themselves for over 100 years. Not only did it provide a lot of water for drinking, but it floods frequently, and that flooding brings a lot of wood into the area. If you've ever been to Winslow, you'll notice that trees are pretty scarce. It only gets 8 inches of rain a year. The only trees in the area are cottonwoods, and there aren't many of those. So when they were harvested out, the people would have had a real problem with putting roofs on their structures, heating their houses, having enough fuel to fire their pottery to make it into ceramic vessels without the discharge of the river dropping huge loads of driftwood. And we witnessed that with a couple of floods in 1993 that came through. The river was a mile wide, so we went out and sampled them, and the wood that we find in the ruins matches exactly what we were finding in the driftwood piles.
Chuck Adams also says Hamalavi was a sort of cultural crossroads, as evidenced by the artifacts that have been found there from other cultures. He says the area became a center for cotton production in the 14th century, and the cotton produced there was exchanged widely.
Cotton was made into all kinds of textiles. We have evidence of lots of looms and kivas in these pueblos. But we also are pretty sure they were trading it out to their neighbors, because nowhere else in the region is it possible to really grow cotton reliably. And so it was kind of a major exchange area, the Hamalavi Pueblos, in the 1300s. And we see that in all sorts of things showing up. We have macaws from Mexico. We have copper bells from Mexico. We have stone made out of obsidian, which comes from the San Francisco Peaks area of Flagstaff, which is about 70 miles away. We have pottery in huge amounts coming from communities surrounding the Homolivi sites. All of this exchange shows what a dynamic relationships these people had with one another.
Homolivi State Park was caught in a budget squeeze last year as state lawmakers sought to balance the budget. The park ended up closing its gates to the public for just over a year, although Adams says archaeological research there continued. When the park closed last year, Adams was among those who were worried that the artifacts at the park were at risk for vandalism. But a year later, Adams says the park was well cared for, even while closed.
We were fortunate that the State Parks Board heard our concerns and actually retained one law enforcement individual from the state park system who had already been employed at the park. He was retained for the entire period of closure and patrolled the area along with a number of volunteers from the site steward program and other local people in the area. So the good news is that there were no incidents, no problems with vandalism of the ruins themselves.
After a year of closure, the park reopened to the public recently. The Hopi tribe agreed to fund the park for the next 12 months, with an option to extend that for two more years. Chuck Adams says he hopes the arrangement between the tribe and state parks becomes long-term. But he admits some concern over the future of Homolivi lingers.
The Hopi tribe is not a wealthy tribe. State Parks continues to be challenged with their funding. So I don't think we're really out of the woods yet. You know, if the economy of the state improves and, you know, the whole funding issue is resolved for a few years, then, you know, I think the Homolivi will be okay. But I don't think we really know that for sure yet. I know the Hopi would like eventually to partner with state parks and become managers of Homolivi Ruins State Park. So I think that is a possibility and a reality. So the jury's still out. I have my fingers crossed.
The Hopi tribe also requested that the name of the park be changed to drop the word ruins from Homolivi Ruins State Park. Tribal officials say they don't consider Homolivi to be a relic of the past. The Arizona Parks Board agreed unanimously. The new name is the Homolivi Ancestral Hopi Villages State Park. You can see some images of the recent reopening ceremony and of artifacts from Homolivi at azpublicmedia.org. I'm Mark Dugan for Arizona Spotlight.